We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour three-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Packaday Podcast.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Packaday Podcast. Thank you for joining us again. I am Dan Connick. Joining me, as always, is the Fun Friday crew, the trio here of myself, Monty Moore, and Camille Davis. Guys, how are you doing? How is your Friday? First Friday of April. So we're officially in draft month. Officially.
Yeah, we're finally here. It's we're in that weird spot where there's a lot to talk about, but it's all the same stuff kind of. And anything not draft related is just a dead zone.
Right. And that's what I've been doing. I saw Cheesehead TV drop the draft guide. So I've been reading through that and trying to familiarize myself with that before the Packer Report draft guide comes out to deep dive into that. Because, I mean, look, the way the Packers draft, I know this is what we're talking about, but the Packer way is just so fascinating to me. And just like the likelihood of hitting that comes from that method of drafting, like, I love the concept of it, and then being able to go through a draft guy and be like, nope, not a Packer. Like, nope.
Not taking him.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an absolute nerd for the draft stuff in general. Like, learning about all these guys, and like you said, Camille, like kind of how do they fit a scheme? How do they fit the profile of a player? My wife works in downtown Detroit, and her office overlooks where they're building the stage currently. And she comes home and geeks out every day. She's like, they were putting more stuff in. It looks so cool. It looks so cool. And she is like, she's a tangential like Packer fan by association. Like, and she seems like an absolute Packer, like football nerd to everybody at her. She works in architecture. So like all these people do not care about football. And she's like, don't you guys get it? It's the draft. Like, it's so cool. And they're like, we've never watched the draft. Does this happen every year?
Wait, so are you going?
Oh, I'm going all 3 days, baby.
Love.
So are you?
So
are you
we're gonna have to.
Are you gonna be going to the draft 2 years in a row?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, yes, that's awesome.
I'm making this happen.
Yeah, definitely going to the Green Bay one. Definitely.
Oh yeah, I went to the can't miss.
I went to it when I was still living in Illinois. I went to it when it was in Chicago. So that was it's really cool. Like all the stuff around it is it's a blast.
Yeah, I just it's so surprising to me that it took so long for them to figure out, oh, if we move this around and make it even of a bigger spectacle.
I really like the concept of what it seems like they're going to do, because again, the Packers are getting it next year. I like the idea of giving it to places that won't be hosting Super Bowls,
because right,
that's the NFL's second biggest night of the year is the draft. So it's cool that they'll give it to stadiums and cities that are never going to have a chance to host a big game, but they'll let the draft be there.
It's a great point.
Yeah, it's like the All-Star weekend for basketball, baseball.
Yeah. Don't get me started on All-Star.
I was gonna say, although they're starting to be a lot more picky about that,
especially in the NBA. It feels like
the NBA is hating on Milwaukee to get that All-Star game. That's how I feel at this point.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong there. A little bit of Packer news here dropping in the last couple days or so. I don't know if it got touched on, but I mean, it's really the only big Packer player move happening in the last couple days. Patrick Taylor, the former running back, signing with the 49ers. He was one of the last two players from last year's roster that were still unsigned here in free agency. Rudy Ford is the last one.
He's the last one standing. Like, and there's been no, like, I haven't heard his name at all about taking visits or anything.
Yeah. Which, I mean, to me, kind of speaks pretty much everything how they feel about him in the safety group, because it's like you need bodies in there, and they're just like,
and when he played a ton of snaps, like.
Yeah,
special team too.
Yeah, he's got a ton of experience, like playing on, like, well, not in this defense. It's going to be new, but yeah, like you said, I mean, they kind of just need bodies. So at this point, it's like, would I want Rudy Ford back? Sure, he's probably not going to start, but special teams in depth, sign me up. And it should be cheap based on the fact that it doesn't seem like anybody wants to sign him.
And maybe that's what's going to. Maybe it's going to be like the safety equivalent of AJ Dillon, where it's going to take a little while, and then you come back on a really, really team friendly deal.
Sure.
And I guess we're also at that point though, right? Where now, no free agents are really going to be going anywhere until the draft is over,
right?
Right, because. Let's say, you know, the Packers, the board falls a certain way. They don't get any safety they want in the draft. Sure, then maybe they bring back Rudy Ford. And maybe, like, Justin Simmons is still out there. He hasn't been signed by anybody. So you figure, like, this is going to – we're in, like, a three-week holding pattern at this point.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, it makes – like, I mean, to that point, it makes sense for the players to wait at this point. Because, like if the Packers don't get a safety, now the leverage goes back to Rudy Ford and say, like, now you need – bodies in there. Yeah, you're right. Real quick, how many career yards do you think Patrick Taylor amassed in his entire Packer career? He was an undrafted free agent in 2020.
Has he ever been on another team though?
Nope.
No.
Okay, so he's only played for
only
the Packers.
A Packer.
I'm gonna say 225.
Okay.
All right. I will go. I'm gonna Price is Right Camille here and go 224.
You went the wrong way, Monty.
Yeah.
261.
Oh man, you were really close.
261 and a touchdown. Yeah, you guys are pretty darn close. 261 and one touchdown in 34 games.
You know what? It would have been 224 if he gets out of bounds, but he hates going out of bounds. So
buzzing. Good job, Bonnie. and the other news, Packer favorite Joey Lane. I'm sure everyone was distraught to hear this news. Joey Lane, former salary cap analyst for the Packers last year, is moving on to take the role of vice president of football administration for the Seahawks. We saw Monty caught this news like just randomly out of nowhere. It seems like it kind of skated by everybody, because I'm not even sure half the people working in at Lambeau Field knew that Joey Lane was an employee.
If you're listening and you know, if you've ever heard of Joey Lane, like, tweet us and let us know, because when I saw that, I looked at three different spots to make sure it was a real story. Cause I'm like, who the hell is this?
Cause at first I saw it and I was like, is this a typo? Like, are they talking about like TJ Lang and they just put the wrong name? And I'm like, no, okay. No, it's Joey Lane. Okay. All right. This is somebody different. All right.
Yeah. It seemed like he's, you know, he was only there for a year, but he was like Russ Ball's, you know, right hand. So, I'm sure he learned a lot, because Russ Ball is, I kind of have the opinion that there aren't many people in the NFL that you can say, like, front office wise, especially, that does what they do better than Russ Ball.
Like, yeah, I think that's fair.
Right. Like, he's the best at managing the cap and seeing stuff years and years ahead. So, yeah, I mean, if Joey Lane learned a lot, the Seahawks are going to be happy with him, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, you're able, I know everyone that works in this knows the rule and can use it, but like, to pull out that weird AJ Dillon contract rule, like, seemingly out of thin air, like, what?
That's a provision that plenty of people have never heard of. And like, I've heard of it, but I can't remember a team ever using it. I know I definitely don't think the Packers ever have.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion. It's like, you just like
real.
I mean, like, I guess it works. Like, we never would have thought about it, but like, how did you figure out how to do this? Okay, so a fun topic to talk about today, our last kind of unofficial draft, pre-draft conversation. So it was announced earlier this week, in a couple of days leading up to the men's and women's Final Four games, that Fox is going to be hosting a separate postseason tournament next year, outside of the NCAA, the NIT, all of those tournaments. And I meant to look at, I think it's called like the Crown competition
or something. Yeah, it's like Crown, Crown of College Football. Yeah. Basketball.
Yeah. It's a 16 team college basketball postseason tournament. And I think it's Big Ten, SEC, and
no, the Big East, Big 12 too.
Or Big East. Yeah. Because they all have deals with Fox, get like two automatic bids. And it's going to be like a week long competition out in Vegas. I don't know. I love that. I love it.
Yeah. I think it's a cool idea. I mean, men's college basketball is in the spotlight right now, obviously, because it's March Madness, but it's also in the spotlight because people are talking about it's no longer as interesting but that's why, like, you know, the women's game this year has exploded, which is really cool.
Yep.
But people are losing interest in men's college basketball because players aren't sticking around very long and there aren't any like huge stars or anything. So I feel like this is a good kind of thing to get people back into it, just because it's something different.
Yeah. And I like that it's a quick hit. Like, it doesn't take 3 weeks to go through. I love March Madness, but it's done in three. It's done in 1 week. It's out in Vegas. You make it an event. You know, you get that tall, nerdy white guy from Indiana State, and you get him out there, and he gets to play basketball in Vegas for a couple of days.
There on we go.
Fox. Like that. That's how you do it. But so it got us thinking. Is there a way to set up some sort of secondary tournament competition, something in or around the NFL season to spice things up?
Well, we're going to go, this is the second week in a row, we're going player safety, be damned.
That's right?
Yeah. Like
feed them directly to the Lions. Yeah, it's all for entertainment.
I think what would be really cool, I had this like kind of idea where, and this is, I don't really know if it would be a, necessarily a tournament, because when you do that, you're talking about, you know, okay, then there's like playoff implications, or like who hosts like playoff games and all that. But I just think it would be cool, like, if they do kind of a veteran type of event where if you've been in the league past your rookie deal, right? So if you're a first round pick, you've been there 4 years, or the fifth year option thing could work. But if you've been through your rookie deal, they have you do the combine drills again and see like where you stack up versus where you were when you came into the NFL. Because if you're going into free agency, right? I mean, obviously what you've put on tape matters more than your numbers at that point. But if you go to free agency and you're like, this guy is just as fast as he was 4 years ago in the 40, this guy's putting up the same number of bench reps. Like, I think that would be a really cool idea.
I mean, and the players wouldn't get that hurt from that one either. Like, that's an idea that's not going to, you know, say forget.
Yeah, they're just doing drills.
Right. It's just drills.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at how we all foam at the mouth over Raz scores now leading up to the draft. Right. Now you get to compare a rat. Like, everyone loves to see the little graph of, you know, does it go up? Does it go down? You know? Oh yeah. I like that.
And then you have like, you'd have a veteran RAS score database.
Right.
And like a, right. And how it is now, the players on social media are way more interactive and they're way more like expressive and just with each other and fans, but the trash talking that would go on between players, like,
come to smoke your 40 time at this veteran combine. Yep. Why are we good? You know you slow. Like,
you could do different division pro days.
Baseball season is officially back, and what a heck of a start for those Milwaukee Brewers. But just as we get set to wrap up an epic NCAA tournament, baseball is back, and it's better than ever when pairing it with America's number one fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. I know what some of you are thinking. All of these fantasy sports apps are complicated and hard to understand. That is simply not the case with Prize Picks. Prize Picks is super simple to play. I've literally gone in, found entries that I wanted to select, made my picks, and finished the entire process in under 60 seconds. Also, withdrawals are easy, payouts are easy, and they have an enormous selection of players and stat types to choose from that make the selection process super easy. All right, here's a true story. I did a fantasy baseball draft with my friends this year. Half of my team is already hurt, and I've already used up all of my transactions for the week. It is an absolute nightmare. Normally, I'd be ticked off, but I didn't even bat an eye this year. I didn't care at all because I opened up my Prize Picks app, made all new selections with players that weren't hurt, and if I'm being totally honest, it's a lot more fun this way anyway. This week, I'm keeping an eye on Bobby Witt Jr., Luis Robert, and Julio Rodriguez, three of my absolute favorite baseball players. But enough about me. It's time for you to get in on the fun with Prize Picks. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There we go. Yeah. NFC North Pro Day.
Then you can have like things on the line for Pride at that point, like which division like has the most elite athletes within it or something like that.
There you go. I like that. Camille, because, anything, dude, what do you got?
See, that's the thing I was thinking about the tournament, because basketball lends itself to playing multiple games in a quick succession.
Yeah. Meanwhile, like, you can do three in a week easily.
Right. Meanwhile, football is one of those ones where, like, we see guys come and play games on like 4 days of rest. And that's always like, woo, that's really tough.
Yeah,
like,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Just because of the physical nature of football, like trying to think of how you could do an in-season tournament, like it's really interesting to consider because unless we're saying forget player safety, like it doesn't like tournament, probably not so much unless it was like a flag situation, kind of like Pro Bowl-esque.
Yeah, like they do in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I two different versions of this because you can, so, you know, there's like these different things that leagues do now where you get trophies or, you know, there's some sort of award in season that goes just mirrors alongside the games that are already playing. Like the WNBA has the Commissioner's Cup mm-hmm. where certain games yeah. are marked as part of the Commissioner's Cup. I mean, well, the NBA does that a little bit too with like just the in-season tournament with like the every Tuesday games or something.
It was like twice a week.
Tuesdays and Fridays or something like that were in the in-season tournament games. I mean, NHL, you have the President's Trophy for the team that finishes with the most points every season. So what I thought you could do is the in-season tournament for the NFL. And there's no extra game. It's just we mark certain games that mean a little bit more.
Like the NBA does it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All of your home division games, all of your home non-conference games, and then every team will play a Thursday night game outside of those two qualifiers. And those games all count towards the in-season competition.
So your Thursday night game against an AFC opponent would matter more.
So yeah. It would be a, like every Thursday night game would basically be a conference game.
Oh,
a non-division conference game.
Okay, so an NFC game.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Because that way, now your home games against your divisional opponent, they already matter more.
Yeah.
And now you add a little bit of extra layer onto it. The non-conference games, which probably didn't mean as much, like if the, you know, the Texans or whoever are coming to town, now they mean a little bit more. And now the Thursday games, which have been kind of become like the little forgotten younger brother of the NFL, now that gets something added to it.
I like that. And with that,
that's a good idea.
Would you be thinking that the winning team is getting like the NBA, like usually getting cash, cold hard cash is what's the motivator?
I think you get like you get some sort of like award, like trophy at the end, like you can call it like the Halas Cup or something like that.
And yeah, what do they give you in the NBA? Isn't it like,
is it $1 million?
It's $1 million.
Each player gets $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which the NFL could afford to do that.
You're telling me like Pizza Hut isn't willing to shell out
Little Caesars
isn't willing to shell out $50 million extra bucks to be the presenting sponsor.
I mean, and let's be real, the NBA's bag is not as deep as that NFL bag. Like, I know the rosters are bigger, but
I love that Roger Goodell is like, we're taking over Christmas. Like, we're taking it from the NBA.
I was like, that's rude. Like, that's just like being a bully at this point. Like, we saw how well this did last year. We're coming back for Christmas. I don't care that it's not on a Sunday or a Saturday. We're coming for it.
I think another thing I had that would be a cool idea is, again, like paying players money. The NFL Honors is already like a huge event. Like everyone, mm-hmm. you know, it's a red carpet event and all that. They've turned it into like the football Oscars, right? There should be monetary incentives or even awards for the, like certain categories. Like if you kick the longest field goal of the season, longest rushing touchdown, longest receiving touchdown, like, and you don't want to do it for everything, because like most tackles, I guess, would be up there, but then you don't want to go into like most interceptions, like all that. But specific categories, like the longest field goal would be cool, because you might have a team attempt to kick a little bit longer of a field goal, right? Like the kicker's coach says, you think you can make this one? Yeah, I probably can. I might get $1 million at the end of the year for making this kick.
Like, I like that.
That's a really cool one, because like, can you imagine how many players in like games that are maybe meaningless on the last week of the season,
in blowouts?
Yeah, yeah. Like they just say like, hey, like I've got like, there's 5 minutes left in the whole season. Like, let me kick this 65-yard.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
Will go crazy because they know they get some money coming their way. Like, yep. Yeah, go for it.
It just adds a little bit more to, like you said, to those games where, and again, like you wouldn't be specifically trying to do this stuff unless it was those situations, right? Games already over, right. Or you're season's over, like you can't gain anything from winning the game. So I think that would be a really cool idea. It would kind of turn it into more of an exhibition in games where people turn off, because like, oh, this team's up by 25 with 5 minutes left.
Well, it almost kind of adds like a gambling effect to it, where it's like, you're adding entertainment and action to a game that otherwise you wouldn't care about, or a stat you wouldn't normally care about.
But I didn't even think about that gambling angle. Like if someone's over under for passing yards is 220, and they're out there trying to just throw bombs at the end of the game.
Like, get the yard. So another idea that came to mind, because one of the legends of the sport, right, John Madden, and we all know how big of an influence the Madden video games have on the sport of football. It would be cool, too, if they could figure out a way to do, like, a John Madden, like, a weekend throughout the season, maybe, or at some point, maybe during the Super, I don't know, at some point, but a John Madden, like, weekend where you're seeing NFL players actually go through those Madden mini drills that we have spent countless hours. Awesome. Drilling through ourselves from Madden 04 all the way up to just doing the training camp, like have players go through and do some of the mini drills that we've gotten so used to seeing on the video game would be really cool too.
See, that could be something that they, I know we're talking like during the regular season, but like that could be a Pro Bowl event super easily.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell, hit us up.
We solve problems on this show. So they already try all these crazy things at the Pro Bowl that people have been saying, why are they doing this? This is lame. I'm not watching. That would be one that everybody would tune in for, because everyone plays Madden.
Yeah. You've played that mini drill at least once before.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you could actually get me interested to watch a coffin corner punt.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Just have them compete for it. Whoever gets the best score in the drill, like, they win.
Yeah. So I had another one, and this, I swear I don't do this intentionally, but it seems like every time we talk about these, I take it to a soccer area. I do apologize if it grinds your gears that it always ends up soccer, but the Premier League, and I know other leagues do this as well, the Premier League starts their season off with something called the Community Shield. So if you're not familiar with like English soccer, you have the Premier League, which is like your regular season games, and there's like three other tournaments that usually happen in the middle of the season as well. One of those being the FA Cup, which is arguably the biggest trophy outside of the Premier League that a team can win. That involves all the teams in all of the United Kingdom compete in the FA Cup. To start off, or before, I should say, the Premier League season starts, they have the Community Shield, which involves the previous season's Premier League winner and previous season's FA Cup winner compete in it's essentially a charity match for the FA Cup.
Okay.
I am proposing we do a Community Shield type game for the NFL. So you would take the team with the overall best record in the regular season from last year, which, if I'm not mistaken, and if I was a good podcast host, I would have looked it up. I would that have been the 49ers?
I think it was the 49ers.
So even better. You take the regular season winner versus the Super Bowl winner.
Okay.
What you do, play the game in that bye week between the last preseason game and week one. Make it a Thursday night big spectacle. It's the game that kicks off the entire thing. The Chiefs already kick off the season on Thursday night this year because they're winning. Kick them off.
Niners rematch.
So it would be a Chiefs Niners rematch to kick off the season, guaranteed. Both of those teams get week one, like the actual first week of the season, off. And then you start the rest of the season.
Oh, okay, so that so basically, game is not in the regular season schedule.
So it is a regular season game. You just move it up 1 week so it stands by itself.
And it's the only game played that week. And then during the first week for everybody else, they have
they have their first game.
And now with an extra game, that could easily work. And
you guys
we're getting to 18 at some point, right?
Right.
So that's a really good idea, actually. Yeah, the Niners had the best record in the league with 12 wins. Bills were next. There was a lot of parity this year. We only had one team
with
12 wins.
I love that idea because, like, if you get, like, you think about when the Packers won their Super Bowl in 2011 and they were the sixth seed. Mm-hmm. So now you have the sixth seed going up, and that would have probably been, I think, would it have been did the Bears have the best overall season that year? It was because it was the Bears number one. And on the AFC, was it the Patriots probably?
It would have.
Or the Jets?
It was the Pats. They won 14 games.
Okay. So I think that would be, because then you put it up there as like, what were the Packers were they a one-off? Are they a flash in the pan? Are they really this good?
That would be cool.
That's very doable.
Very doable.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
And you get an extra bye. And like, why wouldn't players love? I know it's early, but it's still an extra week off in addition to the bye you would get later on in your schedule.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You're basically taking that bye week from the preseason and just moving it up a week. Moving back a week.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, right? Now that we've only got three preseason games, only one of the, like, you know, you used to be teams took that third preseason game the most serious.
Right.
Teams barely even play at all anymore.
So. Yeah.
If you're going to get good August football, it might as well count.
Exactly.
I like it.
Hey, I mean, who was it? Was it FAU, Monty, that stole your idea on April Fool's Day about the
aircraft carrier? Is that an April Fool's joke, or are they really doing that?
No, that was an April Fool's joke.
Okay, I was about to say, like, that's...
When I saw it, I'm like, are you kidding
me? Yeah,
literally, days before.
The FAU social media admin... listens to the show, obviously. Back a day. Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
It's a foul owl on the prowl. Talons up, FAU. All right. No, I think that was a lot of fun. I thought we had some really fun ideas. And again, I know Roger Goodell is listening. So Roger, you can find us on Twitter at Packaday Podcast. We're all three of us are there as well. Feel free to reach out. My DMs are completely open. We will help organize any of these ideas and implement them for, we've got plenty of time. It's April. We can implement this easily for next season.
And we'll discuss whether or not, I mean, maybe we can have you on, you know, we'll have to decide.
I thought you were going to say compensation because
I was going to say in a minimal fee.
A very reasonable fee, Roger. Reasonable.
It's like a episode of Fresh Prince and 10% from my manager.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly.
So again, any ideas that everyone else has, what do you think of what we had? Please let us know at Packaday Podcast out on Twitter and the rest of the socials. Guys, where can people find you out there?
You can find me on Twitter. I am at Ferd Turgeson, F-E-R-D underscore T-U-R-G-E-S-O-N. And right now, every other Friday on Last Call Lambeau on Game On Wisconsin.
Cool. Camille?
Yep. On Twitter at Camille Monae, C-A-M-I-L-L-E-M-O-N-A-E. And then you can catch me Monday through Friday talking all things Milwaukee Bucks on the Locked On Bucks podcast, and every Wednesday on the Technical Foul podcast with a K, so TECKNICAL, where we cover NFL, NBA, and pro wrestling.
Were you there at the game last night for the guy that hit the $10,000 shot?
I was not, and I'm glad I wasn't, because how dare the Bucks move to the Grizzlies?
They need to give the guy that hit that shot a 10-day.
At the bare minimum, at least he can shoot.
I think I saw someone say like he's hit more three-pointers at Pfizer than Gallinari or something.
Yep, the exact same amount. They both hit one.
Oh, that's good.
They have both.
I mean, it's horrible, but that's good.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter as well, at DK all the way. You can find me there. Appreciate everyone that tunes in each and every day to listen to us talk about this kind of nonsense around the Packers. We enjoy it. Hope you enjoy it as well. We'll see you next week as we start up our official hardcore leading up to everything draft. So make sure you tune in next week. We'll be back here on Friday. Until then, as always, stay safe and go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.